The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that our students are doing in schools across Long Island. And we are once again joined by, well, they're a frequent guest here on Spotlight on Long Island Schools, and for good reason. Freeport School District is back. And if you recall, a few weeks ago, just very recently, we were speaking to them about their Cube satellite and how they're involved with a project that will involve, yes, launching a satellite with NASA. And very exciting. It's, you know, a long range plan, but it teaches the kids some good, you know, lessons about STEM and real application, real science. And listen, anything in space is always kind of cool. So we're lucky again to be joined by Mr. Johnson from the Freeport School District. How are you, Mr. Johnson? And welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
I'm well. And thank you very much, Mr. Vecchio, for having us again. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with a few thank yous. Sure. Because this project has been most rewarding. So I'd like to thank Albert Palacios with the U.S. Department of Education for sponsoring this project. I'd like to thank the Freeport administrative team, specifically Dr. Pierre and Dr. Murray. I'd like to thank all the mentors and subject matter experts who provided much guidance and knowledge during the project. Alex Letter and Mahala Pagan from Luminary Labs for coordinating the challenge and doing such a wonderful job of putting this all together for us. And finally, I'd like to wish best of luck to all of the finalists who are participating in this CubeSat challenge.
Yeah, and the CubeSat challenge, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you guys are actually in the design phase. And remind the listening audience what the Cube satellite will be doing exactly.
All right, so it's a very small miniature satellite device that is designed to record specific types of data. For the launch that we did last week, we were able to record altitude, time, latitude, longitude, which we can then use to obtain GPS coordinates and also calculate energy.
And this will actually be launched up into space, and then the students who will be around at that time, I guess, will study the results when the results come back.
Well, that's the long-term goal. Yes.
All right, so we're following up with you because just recently you folks had tested your Cube satellite for a test launch. Take me through that process. Tell me how you went about testing that.
Okay, so once the CubeSat was designed and put together and we had all of the electronics components set up and tested and working, we decided that we're going to launch it using a drone. So we developed a way of attaching the CubeSat structure to the drone, and we used the drone to fly the CubeSat device 200 feet in altitude. And during the flight time, as I mentioned earlier, we were recording the data that's necessary for the project.
Okay, well, we're going to be joined by some of the students, I'm assuming, that were involved in the test launch. And for the folks in the listening audience, this is not just an initiative with the high school. You guys start your students kind of young and kind of hook them in early, in earlier grades than just the high school. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. We're continuing to build on our CTE connections with this project, and we're setting up a summer academy for the younger grade levels. And we're going to be kind of teaming them up with some of the high school students so that they can talk about what they've learned as they work through this project. We're also considering possibly starting an actual CubeSat course moving forward. So that's another idea we have. And like I said, the project has really been a collaboration between disciplines, specifically in math, science, and technology. And it's also provided vertical articulation between our middle school and high school students. So it's really been rewarding in those respects.
So again, as young as middle school students are getting involved in this whole school initiative, how many schools across the country compete and participate and are eventually selected for this Cube satellite? If I remember, it's not a lot.
There's, only four schools, I believe, four in total.
Across the country.
Across the country, yes, and we're one of the four.
Great. So we're going to speak with some of the students now, and we'll start off with Mia Sorrentino. Sorry. Hi, Mia. Welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And what grade are you in?
Hello. I'm in 12th grade.
Great. How long have you been involved with this program? Because I know we've been doing this show for several years, and I remember when I first did a show at Freeport a couple of years ago, we were talking about this. How long have you been involved with the program?
I've been involved pretty much since the summer, so maybe a little less than a year.
So you volunteered some of your summertime to be involved with this crazy science initiative with something involved in space?
Yes.
How did you hear about it, and what attracted you to get involved with it?
Dr. Pereira, he contacted me. I had been working with him on something previously, and he extended the opportunity to work on this project, and I seized the opportunity.
Sure. And Dr. Pereira, I've learned over the years, it's hard to say no to him, number one. Number two, he's a great recruiter of talent. He just kind of picks you guys out of a pool there and says, I need you for this, right? So what have you learned about the Cube satellite since you've been involved in the program? What has it taught you as far as what you're involved with?
Well, it's taught me a little more about the space industry, as well as different physics topics that I have not yet learned yet.
Okay. And the test launch, were you there for, again, you took a drone, you shot it up in the air with your Cube satellite. Give people the idea of how big, I mean, we're talking about as far as the Cube goes, how big is this satellite that you guys are putting together and eventually will be launched?
It's very small. It's like you can hold it in your hands. It isn't more than, yeah, Victor's holding it. It isn't that large at all.
Right. So even though we're on radio, Victor is holding something that would be a little bit bigger than a Rubik's Cube, if you will. Probably fits in the palm of the hand. And Victor, what grade are you in? And you're going to give us some of the dimensions since you were modeling this Cube satellite, which looks pretty cool. So Victor, what grade are you in from Freeport?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Same question for you. How'd you hear about this program and how'd you get involved with it?
I first heard the program when my living environment teacher, Mr. Bamberger, and Dr. Pereira came up to me, and they saw my performance in the class, and they knew I had a big interest in computers and space, so they approached me and gave me this offer, which I will never regret taking. It's very rewarding.
Yeah, and this Cube satellite, again, you were showing it to us. About how big would you say it is? I know it's a square, right? It's a cube. Okay, so that to give you visually, about how many inches tall would you say
inches,
it is?
I'm not sure. I know it's 10 by 10 by 10 centimeters.
Okay, all right. So it's not super big. It's not super small, but it's pretty powerful. There's a lot of technology that goes into designing, and of course, what's in it.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Like, what was Talk to me about the day that you did the mock launch or the test launch. What was the feelings that you guys had, and what were your expectations?
Well, the test launch was a very, very big day. I was definitely excited. It was something we had been looking forward to for a while. I was a leader, so I was in charge of the laptop and the launch itself. The test launch was a complete success. That day was a very good day for the Freeport CubeSat team. We obtained the GPS data we received it on the micro SD card. We received it through the LoRa radio to the laptop through which I was operating the CubeSat. Once we got the GPS data from the SD card, we hope to explore those coordinates in virtual reality headsets so we can kind of see them in three dimensions. Yeah. Also, for the next launch, which will be sometime in the summer, we don't have an exact date yet, but we will definitely be doing that. We will have attached the infrared cameras by that time, so that's definitely something to look forward to as well.
Wow. So you kind of have to wait for the right weather day, right? Because if you're launching it via drone, it can't obviously be raining, and you don't want it to be too windy. How many people are involved in this project in Freeport, would you say, in total?
We have a team of 15 students and 5 teachers.
All right. And again, Mia was explaining how she gave up some of her summertime for this. I'm assuming you have to be totally committed when you say yes to Dr. Pereira, right? I mean, you can't just kind of say, oh, maybe, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a commitment. And I feel like you should be like that for all situations. If you're going to say yes to something and you're going to commit to it, you need to do it fully. You can't really do something halfway. That doesn't really fly anywhere and it won't get you anywhere.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with a few other students, as well as Mia and Victor, about the test launch of their CUBE satellite. That's right. Freeport High School and the school district is involved with a project with NASA. You might have heard of them. They're kind of out of this world and doing a lot of great things in space. Listen to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Stream it live on the web at linewsradio.com and check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And they may be the next one right here in our Spotlight. We'll be right back after this. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Again, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio continuing our conversation with the Freeport School District and the kids that are involved with a project with NASA. It's CUBE Satellite, and they're studying some stuff that eventually will actually be done from space, and the data and the results will be studied by the students and the staff at Freeport School District. And they are one of only a small few, four school districts across the country that competed and was approved to participate in this program. And Mr. Johnson, again, true collaboration and partnerships that go well beyond the walls of Freeport to make a successful program like this happen. And I'm always excited to talk to your kids because rarely do you see so many kids get so excited about anything science-based, but you guys have really developed a good, strong hook to latch them in early and make it a whole school district initiative. And again, some of the partnerships you guys have established have been amazing. So congrats on a job well done over
there. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it definitely is a self-motivating project. The students do get very involved in the learning process. But there were just two things I wanted to correct from the first segment. Including Freeport, there are actually five schools throughout the country that are finalists in the project. And the project or the challenge is actually sponsored by the U.S. Department of Education, not through NASA. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of that.
U.S. Department of Education, not NASA. My faux pas on that one, but still involved with space. So it's pretty cool. And you know, one question that just came to mind, you know, a lot of school districts have received a substantial investment in education, both from the state and also the federal government. Are some of the funds that have coming in, do you see an opportunity? Have you guys started talking casually about how you're going to expand and maybe use some of that investment to expand some of the programs that you guys have going on there at Freeport?
Yes, we have had some conversations. And as I mentioned earlier, we're looking at the Summer Academy program right now and also the possibility of starting an actual CubeSat course at the high school as part of the CTE program that we offer here.
And take the audience through on how you're going to tie the CTE program in with this initiative exactly.
Well, there's many different facets that are involved. We have a drafting and design program. And the students that are enrolled in that CTE program are working on the structure design. They're actually creating a prototype using a 3D printer. We also have electrical engineering students that are working on the electronic and computing components and getting all of those materials in order. We also have a business administration program at the high school, and we have business students that are working on creating a business plan and also creating a web page to promote the project.
That's great. We're going to talk with another one of the students that are involved in this program, Gilbert Rosario. You're an 11th grader at Freeport High School. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And Gilbert, have we've spoken before? Yes.
Yeah, last show we spoke.
Last show. Yep. I thought so. You sounded familiar. You looked familiar. So, Gilbert, when we spoke the last time, you were talking to me. I think you were the one that informed me that one of the things that you're going to be doing is comparing the differences in temperatures of urban settings compared to non-urban settings, if my memory serves me correctly. But what about the test launch were you most concerned about or worried about? You know, listen, you do a lot of tests for a lot of reasons. What was the thing that had you both excited and worried at the same time?
Well, one of my biggest concerns is probably the health of the CubeSat. Like, if any gust of wind came in and just knocked it out, because it was 200 feet in the air, that's a big fall. And then we'd have to restart the whole project again.
Yeah, there's no design for like a little mini parachute on the thing to have it land safely if it falls out of the drone, right?
Not yet.
Something to think about. Talk to us about some of the other things that you've been involved with in the start of this program. You know, again, conception, design, the prototype that you have. You know, there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of logistics that go involved in something like this. So talk to us about some of the things that you've been directly involved in.
Well, I'm part of the science aspect of it. I go into the calculations and make sure that all the science aspects, all of that are calculations, go into the right formulas, and that I use the correct formulas and make sure that none of that aspect goes wrong.
And you kind of can't fake those numbers, right? Those numbers have to be exact, and your calculations and formulas have to be spot on.
That's
correct?
Right. You need a lot of reference tables for that.
Because if your data is off, it throws everything off, right? You're kind of like the drummer in the band.
That's correct.
What are you looking forward to going ahead now? You've already done your test launch, and Victor was talking about another possible test launch in the summer. So talk to us about your future work ahead of you. What do you still have to do? And I know you're in 11th grade, so you're around next year. So what's ahead for you with the CubeSat program?
Well, we like to take things one step at a time. Right now we're worried about the launch that's coming up, and we're going to be incorporating the infrared camera, like he said, and that would be able to take the temperatures of the surfaces, like you mentioned in the last show. So right now we're just focused on that, making sure that everything's prepared for that launch.
All right. Mia, back to you with a question. Again, you're a high school senior. You've been involved since the summer. What's some of the work that you have ahead for you, and what is your responsibilities with this project?
I am also working on the science aspect. So during the summer, Dr. Pereira taught me about Planck's quantum theory as well as black body radiation. And he's been teaching me how to use the formulas and how to apply them to our CubeSat.
All right. So that's stuff that I have no idea what you're talking about, but I know it's a critically important. What's been one of the things, like you said, okay, I'm going to get involved in this, but what has been something that surprised you that you learned that you didn't learn before that you didn't really anticipate?
I guess I didn't really realize how fun this would be and how rewarding it is. Cause like I've had nothing but joy coming in and working on this with everyone.
Now, by the time the actual finished product actually happens and they actually launch it into space and the real deal happens, you're going to be away from Freeport. You're going to be on to your next steps. I'm assuming you're going to be paying attention, though, and still keeping in touch. But my question for you is, what's next beyond Freeport for you?
College, definitely. I'm enrolled to attend John Jay in the city. In the fall. And from there, I'm just going to take it one step at a time.
Okay. And we also have another high school senior, Kyler, who's been involved in this project. Kyler, tell me when you first got involved and how did you hear about this?
I first got involved around the beginning of the school year. I'm not known around for most of the technology that I've done, but I'm very interested in a lot of the technology and scientific aspects of working with this group.
So you started around September. And what are some of your responsibilities for the team?
Well, I am the drone operator. I'm supposed to be flying the drone to help the team, the scientific team, calculate their data and stuff like that.
So when they had the test launch, you were kind of the man on the spot there. You were controlling the drone. So if you flew it the wrong way or flew it into a tree, you had about 14 other people kind of eyeballing you the whole time, right? So talk to me about what did you do to prepare for your task launch? I mean, I'm sure you probably practiced with the drone before you attached your CubeSat satellite to it, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't fly that time because it was a lot of pressure around. So we did a lot of test runs with it. The drone that we used was DJI Maverick Air. So it didn't have the certain stuff to hold up the CubeSat. So we took zip ties and wrapped it around it to hold the CubeSat to get the data for the team.
Good old fashioned zip ties. It fixes just about everything. I lost a luggage tag recently, and if I had a zip tie on it, it would have still been on my luggage. So let me ask you this, Kyler. What have you enjoyed the most so far with your involvement since the beginning of the school year? And what are you looking forward to the remainder of the year?
Honestly, I've enjoyed the quality and the company of everybody's different personalities and mindsets together, coming together to make one big group to become like the greatest, you know?
Yeah, especially after the year that we've had, to have that social interaction on a project that you're working together on probably was a much needed change of pace, right?
It was very needed.
Good. Now, same question that I asked Mia for you, because you're a high school senior. What are some of the other things that you've been involved with in Freeport besides this program since September? And what's next for you upon graduation?
Well, I'm involved in the music program for Freeport Schools. I've been in it since around fourth grade. So I've been from music from fourth grade all the way up to my senior year. I've been accepted into Buffalo State University for music engineering as my major, and graphic art design and technology as my minor.
Wow. All right. Not too, you know, you're not fluffing and puffing there. Music engineer. Holy cow. What exactly specifically are you doing in the music? Do you perform an instrument? Do you sing? Do you do it all? Talk to us about that.
I perform a lot of instruments, but my main instrument is I'm a percussionist. So I get a lot of offers and stuff like that, scholarships through music most of the time.
All right. So pretty good with drums and pretty good with music overall. And again, Buffalo State, great school. Get used to some snow, right? but there's some rumors that there's some really good chicken wings up that way, not too far from the college campus. And what would you say if I'm a high school freshman? Talk to me about why I should be involved with Dr. Pereira and Mr. Johnson in this program and why it will benefit you.
Well, one, they're great teachers, and they're great people to like talk to. They help you with like a lot, and they provide as much as they can to get you in a better place.
All right. Well, I want to thank the folks from the Freeport School District and their test launch of their Cube Satellite program. And we look forward to future updates about this program. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Stream it live on the web at linewsradio.com. This is Bob Vecchio saying thanks again. See you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.